Welcome to the Primal Pioneer Podcast. I'm your host, Heather Shepherd. For the past 11 years, I've been helping people overcome both acute and chronic conditions using a 100% natural approach. To help people truly heal and overcome their deepest health struggles, I've combined my diverse educational background, a bachelor's in nutrition science, master's training in classical Chinese medicine, master's training in classical homeopathy, personal trainer of professional athletes, and my expertise in mitochondrial science to formulate diet, supplement, natural medicine, and lifestyle programs to lead people to their cure. Unlike allopathic medicine, my approach to health and wellness doesn't suppress symptoms, nor does it take a band-aid approach. Rather, my approach to health and wellness focuses on treating people, not disease. It includes strengthening the immune system, enhancing metabolic health, balancing the hormones, and diversifying and repairing the gut microbiome. Health Coaching Series Episode 2, How to Be a Leader in the Field of Health Coaching. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Welcome to Episode 2 of the Health Coaching Series. Today I'm going to talk about how to be a leader in the field of health coaching. A leader for your clients, a leader for your peers, and a leader in the field of holistic health. Now, to clearly understand leadership as a health coach, we have to truly understand our job title, health coach. If you've ever been coached before, whether it's through sports, maybe it was color flag, maybe it was piano or pottery, etc., you probably understand some characteristics of a coach. Now, there are really amazing coaches and there's not so great coaches. Good coaches are often phenomenal leaders. They can lead even the most nerdy basketball player, the most uncoordinated soccer player, the least skilled musician, etc., to greatness. Of course, this also depends on how willing the student is to put in the work and effort to be better. And the same pertains to expert-level health coaches. They can help someone labeled quote-unquote incurable or untreatable in the allopathic or even alternative medical world and can lead them to an improved state of health and sometimes even a full recovery or cure. Coaching is a realm that I'm super familiar with. I grew up playing sports. I played Division I college basketball, and post-college I apprenticed to train professional athletes. And then I went on to train professional athletes. Now, for those of you who've never met me in person, I'm about 5 feet inches tall, and so you can imagine just how tiny and small I looked standing next to these professional athletes, the NBA guys, the MLB guys. I looked super tiny standing next to them. And so one would think or conclude that I'd be the last person that they'd listen to. But honestly, that was far from the truth. Now, today, many health coaches may feel similarly as our culture has been trained to think of healthcare professionals and experts as someone with a medical degree or license. So it's very common to feel inferior to these individuals. However, you can quickly gain respect from your clients in several ways. I'm going to name a few of those here. There's several of these, but I'm going to name a few. One, and maybe the most obvious, is that you actually help them feel better. They will quickly gain your respect if they feel better from following your program or suggestions that you give them. Another way to gain respect and enter a leadership role with your clients is to really know how to interpret a lab, so a lab analysis, any type of blood work, a hormone panel such as a Dutch test, a GI map, a stool test, if you can take these medical tests, right? And you read them, you understand them from a truly holistic perspective, a perspective that is seen and interpreted with the eyes of a circadian biology standpoint, from a circadian biology standpoint, you are going to quickly gain respect and enter a leadership role with your clients, because most of the healthcare professionals, even medical doctors, that they go to get this test, to do these tests, they cannot clearly interpret, hey, why is this happening? Why is this imbalanced? And what can you proactively, holistically do about it to rectify the imbalance? Hardly any medical professional on any level can bridge that gap and can come to those type of conclusions in a clear way for their clients. And if you can do this, you're going to quickly gain their respect and enter a leadership role with them. So another core way that we can enter a leadership role with our clients as health coaches is to explain to them in a clear way that they can understand why you sense that they're sick or why they're struggling with a particular health issue that they sought you out for and why they haven't yet been able to move forward in a way with that issue as they'd like to. So as health coaches, we cannot diagnose anything. We can't say, hey, I give you a cancer diagnosis, you have MS, you have IBS, even if you have a skin rash. We cannot diagnose, but we can be clear with our language and with our message and say, hey, after doing your health history intake, after going over your lab results, to me, this is what stands out as to what likely fueled your health struggle and the sickness that you're dealing with. If you can do this in a clear way, in a way that really also empathizes with them, you'll immediately be in a leadership role and will gain their respect. And I'm going to give you an example here, because most of you know I run a Facebook group called the Keto Cancer Solution. And one of the most common questions on that group, besides how do I start a ketogenic diet, is why did I get cancer? A lot of people really want to know why they got the disease that they're dealing with. So if we take cancer for an example, these individuals, they go into their oncologists and they ask them, a lot of them straight up ask them, hey, why do you think I got cancer? And 99% of the time, the response from the oncologist is genetics. There's something in your genetics that caused the cancer. Or some of them also say, or it could be related to an environmental exposure, such as asbestos, right? However, this is really inaccurate information in most cases. Most cancers, I think 2%, and that percentage may be like a couple points higher, but I believe it's right around 2% of all cancer cases are genetic related. The rest of them are not. So the chances are that the cancer you have, if you have cancer or if you've had cancer, has absolutely zero link to genetics, whether your mom has had it, your dad, your sister, etc. 2% of cancer cases are related to genetic factors. The rest are not. So this information for our patients, for our clients, does nothing to help them. Because telling your client or patient and just to be clear, as health coaches, we cannot call the people we work with patients. That's MD term reserved for medical doctors. We cannot use that term. We have to say clients. Whereas doctors work with patients, health coaches and alternative health practitioners work with clients. That's the language we have to use, and you'll sometimes hear me use those words interchangeably, or you'll hear me say our clients as health coaches, and you'll often hear me say medical doctors, they're patients, and that's why. But as a medical doctor, if you give this information to your patients, it doesn't help them one bit. One, because they feel absolutely powerless with their illness, with their sickness, and they feel like there's nothing they can do to actually prevent this from happening in the future, from actually rectifying it, from curing it. It's all up to fate. Genetics, I got dealt a bad hand, and these are the consequences. And there is nothing more disempowering to our clients than to tell them there's nothing they can do about their condition, because in my 11 years of being a holistic health coach, I've never once felt or said, man, you know, there's nothing you can do. I have no clear, you know, options for you. You just, you know, good luck. I've never, ever had that approach or said that to one of my clients. One, because it's never accurate. There's always something you can do. Whether they're in a terminal disease state or they have an acute condition like a flu, there's always something you can do to support them. Okay, so let's talk about another core way to achieve leadership status as a health coach, and that is reflected in your education. Now, to be in a leadership role as a health coach, you need to be solid in your education, confident in your education, and I want to be really clear that this does not mean you have to be an MD or have a degree from Harvard, nor does it mean that you've had to take a ton of classes on health. In fact, I know a lot of people, especially my age, who've taken so many classes on health. It's like their job is to take every health class that comes out. And not that there's anything wrong with learning and if you enjoy that, but I found that this way is very confusing to the person, and there's no groundedness, there's no roots into how to actually help somebody heal and improve their health, because they have so much information overload going on that their approach to healing is super scattered. So I want to be really clear about that it honestly does not matter if you have a medical degree, a degree from a prestigious university, nor does it matter about how many health courses you've taken. In fact, many of our quote-unquote most educated healthcare professionals and coaches giving advice or giving out prescriptions and guidance to their clients and patients are based on bad science, biased science, outdated science. A lot of the suggestions are based on mainstream diet protocols and conventional dietary thought, such as a low-fat diet, a low-cholesterol diet for heart health, for example. And most healthcare professionals, or even health coaches and alternative health practitioners, over-prescribe, whether it's supplements or prescription drugs. There's a lot of over-prescribing going on. So it really doesn't matter what education level you've received. The key to being a leader in the field of health coaching is to learn from people, books, studies, etc., that are current with real, accurate science and information about healing. And I want to give you an example here to help this make more sense. And let's take sunlight and skin cancer as an example, and we'll specifically talk about malignant melanoma. Now, every dermatologist and oncologist will tell their melanoma patients to do what? Avoid the sun. wear sunscreen. Make sure when you go outside, you're completely covered when you're in the sun. And the patient is so terrified of their cancer diagnosis and of death that they abide by these suggestions because this advice is given by a quote-unquote professional. But before we jump to these conclusions, let's take a look at the scientific studies first that are published in the most popular medical journals, because these are the medical journals that over 90% of the medical doctors read, okay? And so in these journals, they're full of information on how UV light causes cancer, causes skin cancer, etc. So this is where they draw upon their conclusions from. However, when you dig a little deeper into this study, you can see that this study is often funded by the pharmaceutical companies, sometimes even the sunscreen companies, and that most of these studies you'll find uses artificial UV light bulbs and not actual UV sunlight in their studies. Okay, huge, huge red flags. And for any of you out there who have downloaded and started practicing the Sunlight RX and through my Sunlight RX ebook that you can find on my site, heathershepherd.com, you know that in order to prevent sunburns and absorb more UV light later in the afternoon when that light shows up in the tropics and in summertime, it's highly and 100% dependent on how much morning sunlight you expose your skin to. So these studies that the medical doctors are reading are not actually looking in the right direction, right? They're funded by the industry, by the sunscreen companies, and they don't actually take accurate steps with sunlight exposure, okay, to come to any accurate conclusions. So this is really important to keep in mind. Now, if we look at studies regarding UV light, sunlight, and melanoma published outside of the industry, where the sunscreen industry, their hands aren't in these studies, the pharmaceutical industry, their hands aren't in these studies, we find a completely different story. We see malignant melanoma linked to a vitamin D deficiency. And we see that the most common areas that malignant melanomas show up on are the areas of the body with the least sunlight exposure. These areas that typically don't get as much sunlight as other areas of the body. And some of these areas include the thighs, mid-back, and the back of the calves. Now, if we just set all this science aside and literally just use common sense right now, we can come to very clear conclusions regarding vitamin D, sunlight, and melanoma. If malignant melanoma sufferers have low vitamin D levels, and nature designed you and I to make vitamin D in sunlight, would you say that sunlight exposure contributes to melanoma or, gasp, actually prevents it? You see, this is how a health coach becomes an expert and a leader in their field, by having the willingness to think deeper, to not rely solely on science, but to look to common sense and nature for our answers and our insights, and to be willing to look outside of the norms to find our answers. The sickest people and the least health supportive doctors have always been those following the opinions and ideas of the masses. To be a leader as a health coach, and honestly, to be a damn effective one, there must be a willingness to be flexible in your thought and a willingness to expand your knowledge outside of the culture and medical norms. And the number one reason for this is because the information and the insights that you'll find in these hidden places are the diamond in the rough that will help your clients get better. So when it comes to gaining leadership status as a health coach, it's important to educate yourself on the content that is actually accurate, that makes common sense, and know that these ways are typically outside of the medical box. Also, I find it really important to understand how to talk about important topics with our clients in a knowledgeable way, such as how to interpret the blood work or other lab tests and how to explain to them why they got sick and what to do about it. These are solid, important ways to become a leader in the profession of health coaching. And this is exactly how I designed the curriculum in my Holistic Health Coach Certification Program. The program focuses specifically on this approach because it achieves our number one goal as health coaches: improved health for our clients. Are you ready to become an effective, informed health coach, an expert in your field, someone who helps people transform their health for the better? If so, then I invite you to join me for my Holistic Health Coach Certification Program, a 12-month live training and education that far exceeds any other health coaching program out there today. The Holistic Health Coach Certification Program includes live classes taught via Zoom, and the curriculum revolves around cutting-edge mitochondrial science as well as ancient healing modalities and practices. Uniquely, the training also includes clinic experience, so you can get real-time feedback from me before starting your own private practice. To learn more about the program and to apply, visit holistichealthcoachcertification.com.